So this is a song. This is that such and such song that I was playing with earlier. I think I've come across a fun thing here. Okay. They say they were too, but they. They say they were too much. Wait, how do we do that? They say they were too much. But whenever we touch, they say they were too much. But whenever we touch, they say they were too much. Maybe that's what it was. They say that we're too much, but whenever we touch, I just walk away from such and such. They love to talk and judge, but baby, we won't budge. Just walk away. Ah, okay, let's try. They say that we're too much, but whenever we touch, I just walk away from such and such. They love to talk and judge. Baby, we won't budge. So let's walk away from the such and such. From the such and such. You know, there was something I was singing earlier, and it said it was something like, they say that we're too much, too much. They say that we're too much, too much, too much. Oh! They say that we're too much, but whenever we touch, I just walk away from the such and such. They love to talk and judge. Let's just walk away from the such and such. From the such and such. Us frown, they won't take us down. We can get so high, we'll go scrape the clouds. They all say so much, let's not hold a grudge. Let's go far away from the such and such. From the such and such. Let's go far away from the such and such. Let's go far away from the such and such, from the such and such. All right, so let's take it from the beginning. They say that we're too much, too much, too much. But whenever we touch, we touch, we touch, I just walk away from the such and such. They love to talk and judge, but baby, we won't budge. Let's just walk away from such and such, such and such, such and such. They won't make us frown, they won't take us down. They won't make us frown, they won't take us down. It can get so high, we'll go scrape the clouds. They all say so much, let's not hold a grudge. Let's go far away from the such and such. Let's go far away from the such and such. Such and such. Oh, jeez. My vocal cords, man, they got so dry all of a sudden. Good God. Interesting is I just downloaded Anchor about, I would say, less than a week ago, and I've been kind of addicted to it and just really figuring out ways to stretch its capabilities. And so this is the first time I've ever invited another Anchor user to be on the podcast. And so as an experiment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see how many other Anchor podcasters I can put into this one particular episode. So your name is Virginia, and what's the name of your podcast?
I don't know anything about the podcast.
You don't have a podcast?
No.
Oh, so you're just on Anchor just to listen to podcasts?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So how did you find how'd you end up finding the app?
My friend texted me and told me to get on the app so that I can talk to her, I guess.
Oh, interesting. So what are your passions and your talents? What do you like to do?
I like to cook. I like to listen to different people speak upon God. I like to learn about them type of things.
What are your thoughts about synchronicities and magical happenings like that?
Magical happenings? What do you mean by that?
Well, like, you know, some people call them coincidences. Those kinds of things where you're thinking about someone and they end up calling you up, or you're thinking about a song and then a car drives past and it's playing it. Those kinds of things.
I like things like that.
You like that type of stuff? Do you look forward to that type of stuff?
Yeah.
Do you ever play with the idea of that you might actually be causing those things to happen?
I think so sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever kind of draw a line between when you first thought of that specific thing and then when that thing actually happened?
No.
Like, do you ever make the connection and go, oh my God, 2 hours ago, I was just thinking about that thing and now it's actually happening right now?
Oh yeah.
And do you ever decide to try to put together maybe a series of examples to look at and go, oh my God, look at all these examples where I thought about this particular thing and it happened. Then what you can do is look at it and go, hey, you know what? Maybe what if I intend it to happen next time? What if I actually try to cause something to happen? Have you ever tried doing that?
No.
It's really quite a thrill, let me tell you. It's very, very exciting.
So that's what you do?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I like to do. I have a podcast right now called Inspirato Projecto, and it's all about the creative process. It's the process that people go through in making whatever they love making, whether it's music, whether it's drawing or, you know, cooking even, whatever it is. And just like appreciating the actual process of it rather than, trying to make something perfect. Or, straight out of the gate, like really perfect. And so allowing sort of like a sloppiness to occur, allowing sort of an improvised, clumsy fashion to emerge. And I've noticed some big changes in utilizing it towards artistic endeavors. It's really, it's like a key that opens up just all these possibilities. It's crazy.
So do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I do believe he existed. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put your thoughts together and you take your thoughts and you try to make your thoughts come to pass. That's what you're saying?
Yes. It's actually utilizing and studying the stuff that Jesus was trying to tell everybody when he was saying, I am, he's saying like, look, we all have the capability of tapping into this power. And they're just like, what are you talking about? So they all ended up killing him, which was just horrible and unfortunate. And I think it's exciting when we can tap into that kind of vibration and kind of manifest these things into our reality. I got to tell you, it's incredible. But listen, I got 5 minutes left to spare here. I'm going to try to find another person and record them on here. But thank you so much for being on here, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Dude, that was amazing. I loved it. Thank you so much. Also, can I use that anywhere? Because it's magnificent.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, man. This is great, dude. This is great. Hey.
Leslie, you still there? No, I guess I lost it.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. Was someone on the other line?
Yeah, that's okay.
Dude, so this is so kick-ass. Okay, so right now, it's actually recording my podcast. It's got us talking on it right now. Yeah, oh, right no here kidding. On the Anchor app. Isn't it such a cool app? Have you been playing with it?
No, I still haven't gotten figured out how it works.
Oh, man, you'll have
so I've listened to you on it.
Once you figure it out, like, it's you know, just takes a little bit of kind of figuring out how should I say the order of which, you know, which how to press the buttons and stuff, but it's pretty easy.
Right.
I was kind of scared to move into more territory, but then I started going, hey, let's experiment here. The cool thing is, cause you can have a podcast. Right. If you want it just to be really, really simple,
you open up the app and then you press the record button once, and then it gives you a choice to either hold the phone up to your ear and then it begins recording and then it stops as soon as you take your ear away, or if you want, you can hold your finger on the little red thing and slide it up along on the phone and then let go, and it'll hold it into place for you. So you can kind of like talk into the microphone on your phone, and which is great. And so, dude, it's crazy because you can just go ahead and just record that, and you got a full hour to record stuff, and it'll let you know.
Wow.
Or what you can do is you can fill up that hour with smaller segments, which is something I've been playing around with doing lately. It's just doing little, as soon as I got a thought or an idea, I go, okay, I'm going to record it. Here's a little segment. And then when I got about 40 minutes or so saved or something, half an hour or so, you can kind of stitch them together, so to speak. And then you can do little transitions in between each one. They got some different sound effects. And then plus, let's say if you want to jazz it up a little bit, like right now after I save this, what I can do is I can put a background music behind it. So it's got like a doots, you know, or something like that. It's got, so you can.
Oh, wow.
It.
You could add on to it.
What's so crazy is once you get the hang of it and you start like figuring out like how to give titles to each segment and then give title to each episode, basically, because each episode is a series of those little segments. What I've been doing is I've been like going into other podcasters' podcasts and leaving messages for them to find later on. I leave these little messages for them. I've been singing their theme songs lately, just off the top of my head. Wow. Just like, you know, whatever, if it's like machines and machines and toolboxes, you know, I'll just be like, machines and toolboxes, hey, come and get them, we got them for you. You know, I'll just come up with something. Yeah,
that's,
and then I'll
nice.
Just leave it there for thinking, hey, you know what, here's a little gift for you. If you find it, you know, maybe you can incorporate it in your podcast, kind of thing. So I've just been doing a lot of that, and some people have gotten back to me and go, oh, thank you. So then I've taken those little messages and then I've stuck those into my podcasts. So it's so much fun. It's just a very simple sort of collage of just different sounds.
Yeah,
you can have fun too. Because imagine, like, while you're out there driving, can you imagine all that street while you're driving?
Yeah.
You can just sit it right there next to you. I got this.
And
you sit there and you can talk for, you know, however long you want. You could be like, all right, you know, we got a long stretch of road here. We're driving to beautiful mountains. You can describe your trip, you know, for people who, you know, aren't able to see stuff. In a sense, it could be sort of like a, you know, an audio, audio book, so to speak, the life of a trucker. Not many people have that kind of story to tell. So it could be kind of cool. Yeah,
that's like, pretty wild.
You know, maybe
yeah,
a certain station attendants that you're aware of or something. You could be like, hey, Joe, what's going on? Hey, what, you know, while I'm here filling up gas, I figure I'd ask you a few questions. You're on my podcast right now. And okay, see you later, Joe. You know, then there you've recorded another segment. And you could stitch all that crazy stuff together.
Nice.
Then you do a segment where it's the sound of you either unloading the truck or loading up the truck, you know, and you're like, okay, and now we got 6 minutes of me loading up a truck. And so you could, it's, oh,
that's
man,
pretty
the
cool.
Possibilities are endless. And it's,
I'll have to give it a try.
So much fun. It's just so much fun. It's kind of addictive because when I'm not podcasting, I'm talking out loud to myself a lot. I'm walking, you know, through the streets, through the grocery stores, talking out loud to myself a lot. When I'm not podcasting, but it feels like, oh, as soon as I finish one, I want to hurry up and make another one. So much fun. And the cool thing is it saves and it uploads it to iTunes and then like four other podcast sites. And then what I've been doing is I've been copying the RSS feed in the iTunes. I've been copying it, pasting it into different podcast directories, and then so that way it's featured. You know, I'm just doing as much research as I can in finding the different podcast apps, all that different stuff, and so it can get out there. And you know, yeah, and it's
wild.
Been fun. you know, doing these little things, these experiments of just trying to find other anchor people. Some lady I found, I just talked to, I recorded her. She just happened to be on there and I'm like, oh, yeah. So you're a podcaster. What's the name of your podcast? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Podcaster. I don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, you're on this app and you make podcasts with it. I'm like, how did you find out about it? And she was saying, oh, yeah, my friend just, I don't know. It was interesting. She was, I was just like, okay, well,
wow.
All right. Okay. Talk to you later. You know, cause I wanted to kind of get some feedback from those who've been playing around with Anchor for a little bit, you know, to find out what results they've had and stuff. And
mm-hmm. Well, I downloaded it. I just haven't had a chance to play around with it. I'm going to try it though.
It's so much fun.
Sure.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah. I wanted to make a Periscope. So, you know, like, so that people could see,
yeah,
you know,
dude,
where I'm going down the road and stuff. But see, the only thing is like, you know, like if people text me during it, I won't be able to answer them because I'm driving.
Man.
I can't text and drive. But
do you do it on your phone?
Like, you know, going down the street and then, you know, I could explain what we're doing, where we're going, you know. But the only thing is like, I'd have to put it, like I wanted to put it so that you get like the driver's eye view. So I was thinking about maybe strapping it to put a hat on and strap it to the
like
hat,
a GoPro maybe or something, right?
Yeah, so when I do they make a camera, like a remote camera that you could plug into your phone that could put on a hat or something? So when you turn your head, they see what you see?
The GoPro, yeah, they do have like a hat and attachments.
The GoPro?
You can attach that GoPro on there, and it has like a nice wide angle. Also, they got tripods that are like those, they call them like octopus tripods, and it's just like a three thing, and you can, it'll grapple onto different, you can have a grapple on a stuff. So even through that, you can have, you know, let's say you loop that through the freaking glove compartment or something, you know, or if there's something that can just really wrap its little tentacles around, then you put your phone or whatever you got in there and, you know, and record your journey through that.
Yeah. Cause I thought like how cool it would be like, you know, when I get to the place and then I go to back like I'm looking in the mirror and like you could see in my mirror, or you can see the back of the trailer.
Oh, that's brilliant!
Know, to try to explain, like when you're backing in, you have to turn the opposite way to get the trailer
that's
to swing
cool,
this
man.
Way. You know,
that is really cool.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I thought about
it. It's so crazy. It's the things. Sometimes it's easy for us to forget that we each individually live these extraordinary lives that a bazillion other people have no idea about or have never tried or even wondered about, or maybe they have wondered about it. And, you know, it's interesting because our specific perspectives are a story upon it, you know, unto itself. And so when others, let's say there's some Eskimo kid out there, way out there in Alaska, and he's listening to this app out there in the snow in his igloo, and he's hearing these stories. And he's like, "What? This guy drives a truck around, and you know, who's this other guy? What the heck are they talking about?" Now it's like this interesting story that's there.
Yeah, and it gives people a different perspective of you know, like all the things you have to watch for. You know, like when you're turning a corner. You know, especially with a long trailer, the back wheels don't follow the wheels of your tractor. So you have to swing really wide to just make the corner.
Oh,
you know, it's
God.
Things like that, you know, like if you didn't know, if you didn't do it for a living, you wouldn't think.
Wow, man.
You know? Well, some people would, but it's little things like that, you know, and I could talk about it while I'm driving.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to get into the Anchor thing and give that
man,
a try.
You have so much-
hey, I caught your show today.
What?
I caught
oh,
your
you
show
did?
Today.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Well, a piece of
on
it. Yeah.
Show?
It was awesome.
You caught
you had the voiceover guy on.
Oh, yeah, So So I think I figured out the trick.
That was
with
cool.
Skype, I think I figured out the trick so I can have you and Guy on there again. I think I figured out the trick is what I did was I unplugged Skype from the speakers to the console. And what I did was I just put a microphone next to the speaker on the laptop. So it was going through that instead. So that way there wasn't any, cause when I had it with you guys and I had it plugged into the Skype, it was getting all of the information that was coming through the laptop, but it didn't get any of, because it doesn't accept the like when I talk on the microphone, it cuts out one of them.
Right.
So you can't both go. And so
yeah.
It was funny because whoever was listening to that show when it was going live, it must have been such an interesting thing because you guys were talking and giving answers to stuff. But they didn't know. But the person who was listening had no idea what the heck the questions were or anything. So that must have been so interestingly surreal. They must have been so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Listen, Ken, my battery is dying here, and I got to get back to uploading some programs onto this new laptop here. But it was good talking to you, and yeah, let me know when your
you too.
Anchor show going, or heck, if you got any, you know, trucker jokes or any poetry or anything, send it through Anchor to me. No matter what, you know, if you just want to read the grocery list or read the truck manual, I don't care what it is, send it, you know, and then I'll incorporate it into another Inspirato Projecto podcast.
Sounds great. Yeah, I was at my last stop, and the guy said, the pallet's not ready yet. He says, I got to wrap it up and put everything together. It's going to be about 15 minutes. So I was like, cool. So I looked up Periscope, and you were still on. I was like, great. So I caught like 15 or 20 minutes of your show. It was cool. It was awesome.
Thank you so much for checking it out. That's so cool. It's so fun.
Hey, no problem. I wish
it was on when I'm not at work, but
but I was able to catch 20 minutes of it.
That was cool. Think about that. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right, man.
Thank
you.
I'll let you go.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Nice.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. I'm riding on a bus right now. Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. We're all having fun. Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. We're now riding on a bus. It's fun. Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
Hey, how's it going over there? This is John Travolta. Hey. I fully endorse this Inspirato Projecto podcast, okay? Normally, I listen to this stuff on a radio dial in Chinatown, but, hey, when I ain't over there, I'm over here listening to it on a podcast. Did you know you could subscribe to it on iTunes? I know, it's like so weird. Who would have thought that could happen? Okay, Mr. Cod, I'll be right over there. Okay, I gotta go. I got some algebra, some sort of crap. No, I didn't call crap, Mr. Cod. You know what I'm saying?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.